listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and joining me today is our content editor, Christina Zimmerman. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Good to be here. Well, today we are continuing our study, Essentials of Christianity. And the lesson for today is the work of the Holy Spirit. You know, God never intended that we rely on our own abilities, resources, and even our intelligence to navigate from day to day in our lives. We are meant to live our lives in relationship with Him and depend on Him. So He's given us the Holy Spirit so that we can live as He intends. So, Mark, what is the point for this lesson?
All right. The point for today is that the Holy Spirit magnifies the work of Jesus. And we're in John 15. Let me read chapter 15, verses 26 and 27. When the Counselor comes, the one I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He will testify about Me. You will also testify because you have been with Me from the beginning. And so the first thing that we want to talk about here is the fact that the Holy Spirit empowers us. The Holy Spirit empowers us. And so here, Jesus is ending His ministry on earth, getting His disciples ready for His crucifixion and departure. And so He is reminding them that even though He is going to be gone, that there's going to be a presence, His presence will be with them. He calls it the Counselor, the Holy Spirit that comes from the Father. So how do you see from this text, the Holy Spirit empowers us, Christina?
If Jesus had not sent the Holy Spirit, we would be on our own in this world. And that, when you think about that, that's a horrible sight to behold for Christians trying to negotiate life in a sinful world and fight against the schemes of the devil. But Jesus promised to send help, and He did. I'm so glad the Holy Spirit came. Not only does the Holy Spirit testify of Jesus, but because He lives in us, He empowers us to testify of Christ. The Holy Spirit lives in us, Mark.
Sure. The Greek word for holy that we used here for the Counselor or Comforter or Holy Spirit is the word paraclete. It is one who is called alongside of us. And so to me, it just is a reminder that we never have to go through life struggles, problems, difficulties alone, because God has sent a Counselor or a Comforter in His Holy Spirit who will be with us and continue to remind us of all that God is in Jesus Christ. And so that's a great thing to be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
That is a great thing, and that's a wonderful thing as well.
So the second point is that not only does the Holy Spirit empower us, but the Holy Spirit convicts us. Let me read chapter 16, starting in verse number 7. Nevertheless, I'm telling you the truth. It is for your benefit I go away, because if I don't go away, the Counselor will not come to you. If I go, I will send Him to you. When He comes, He will convict the world about sin, righteousness, and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in Me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see Me. And about judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. And so this is great when we think about the work of the Holy Spirit. He is he convicts us. And so that's real important, because he is the one trying to help us to stay on the path and to understand what's going on in this world from a God perspective. And we can get so wrapped up in our own perspectives and our own desires and our own way of doing and thinking about things that we forget to align our thinking with God's thinking. And so the Holy Spirit is here to convict us and remind us about the way God wants us to see the world and walk in it. So what do you think about this idea that he convicts us, Christina?
Oh, wow, Mark, this is, you know, every Christian has a testimony. Like most Christians, I was filled with sin. I was sinful like the rest of the world. I got up every day and lived the way I wanted to live. I talked the way I wanted to talk, went where I wanted to go, looked at what I wanted to look at, ate and drank what I wanted to drink. And a lot of what I did, a lot of what I talked about, a lot of what I looked at and so forth was sinful, until the Holy Spirit convicted me. And someone shared the gospel with me and I was convicted by the Holy Spirit. And when that happened, I recognized the sin in my life. I recognized it, Mark, and I was filled with guilt and gave my heart to the Lord. So the Holy Spirit did his work in my life.
Yeah, and so often, you know, I hear people and watch people who call themselves believers, but they don't seem to be convicted about their sin, and they don't seem to be walking in righteousness and understanding the judgment of God. And so the Bible reminds us that we can grieve the Holy Spirit, and it reminds us that we can quench the fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And so the Holy Spirit can only do its job of convicting us as we open our hearts to allow God and his Holy Spirit to really talk to us about our lives, and so we can really hear from God. And so I think that's real important, being able to walk close to God. So how do you keep your heart open to the Holy Spirit day by day, Christina?
Well, you know, God, as I said earlier, as we begin this lesson, God wants to have a relationship with us. And that relationship is not one-sided. All of the work is not on him. We have to get up every day and choose to focus some time and attention to God or with God. You know, I get up in the morning and I spend time in prayer. I spend time reading my Bible. I spend time just listening to the voice of God or listening for his voice. I spend time in praise and worship. So all of those things helps me to stay connected to God, so that the Holy Spirit can work in my life. And one important thing, Mark, that you mentioned is that we have to recognize the sin in our lives. And when we do, we need to confess that sin. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, I think often when people come to Bible study and to worship, sometimes people are thinking about, I'm hearing the Bible lesson or hearing the preacher's words because these are great facts for me to know. And sometimes they're listening to the Bible studies and hearing the preacher's words, and they're saying, man, he is really getting them over there. They really are, you know, they are really out of line, and they need this word. But really, if we want the Holy Spirit to minister to our lives and convict us like this passage says, we've got to consistently ask the question, God, what are you trying to say to me? What are you trying to say to me in this Bible study time? What changes do I need to make? What are you trying to say to me through the worship experience today and through the pastor's preaching? What is the word that I need for my life? And I want you to speak that word to, I want my heart to be open so that you can speak that word to me. And I think that that's a whole different way of approaching these things, that that sometimes people miss out on this wonderful part of the Holy Spirit's work because they're really not thinking about how all of this applies to their lives. So the Holy Spirit does bring conviction. He empowers us. We're grateful for that. He does convict us. We're grateful for that. And the other thing I would just say is that sometimes people think that the Holy Spirit's only job is to make them happy, or as people might say in some churches, to make them shout. Well, the Holy Spirit has a lot more work to do than just that. We can shout all by ourselves, but the Holy Spirit empowers us. The Holy Spirit convicts us. So when we think about the work of the Holy Spirit, verse number 11 to me is real important. It says about judgment, because the ruler of this world, listen to this, in the past tense, has been judged. So it just reminds me that God has everything under control, that we know what the end of this world system is going to be. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And he has already won the battle. He has already gotten the victory. He has already conquered sin. Why? It says the ruler of this world is already judged. God is so certain to carry out that which he says he's going to do. He can talk about it even if Jesus hadn't already died on the cross. He can talk about that which has not yet happened as though it's already done, because the divine will is so certain to be carried out. What are you thinking about that, Christina?
You know, Mark, all I can say to that is amen. You said that very well.
So the third thing is that the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. And so sometimes, there are people who think about the fact that the Holy Spirit is around and they think it's the Holy Spirit's job is to make them just shout, but that's not what this lesson says. It says the work of the Holy Spirit is that he empowers us, he convicts us, and he glorifies Jesus. The powerful work of the Holy Spirit. Let me start reading in verse number 12. I still have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak whatever he hears. He will also declare to you what is to come. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. This is why I told you that he takes from what is mine and declares it to you. So here's the another powerful portion of the work of the Holy Spirit. He glorifies Jesus. Jesus's job was to glorify the Father, and the Holy Spirit's job is to glorify Jesus Christ, to shine the light on Jesus Christ. What are you thinking on this passage, Christina?
Well, what I'm thinking here, Mark, is that it's not about us at all. We've heard that statement in churches over and over again. It's not about me. It's about doing the will of God and not our will, because we want to bring the glory to God. We want to give the glory to God. That means that we lift God up as being more important than we are. And so the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he does the work of Christ, the work that Christ sent him to do, and that glorifies Christ. All of this is according to the will of Christ. When we neglect the will of Christ, when we neglect what we're supposed to do, when we don't obey God, then we are saying that we are more important to God. So our position, even through the Holy Spirit, is that we glorify God through our obedience to him.
Sure.
What do you say? Yes.
Sure. Now, verse 12 says, I still have many things to tell you, but you cannot bear them now. So this is a reminder to me that we all have to grow in our faith and grow in our understanding of the truth and grow in the gospel. So he says, I have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them right now. But the Spirit of truth comes. He will guide you into all truth. And so the Holy Spirit's job is to guide us so that we can understand, appreciate, and submit more and more of our lives to the truth of the Word of God. You can't take, sometimes people can't take the truth, and that's what he says about his disciples. You can't handle this right now, but keep hanging around, and the Holy Spirit will guide you into the truth, and so then you'll be able to understand and appreciate the truth that God brings through the gospel of Jesus Christ. You got any last word on that, Christina?
No, I really understand, Mark, that that Jesus was in our corner. You know, when he left here, he did not want to leave us alone, as we said earlier. And I am just so thankful that the Holy Spirit is here. We are never alone. We need to emphasize that. We are never alone as Christians, and he has promised never to leave us. So praise God for the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
All right, that's great. That's great. So what a great lesson this is. We don't have to live and work and go through life and life circumstances on our own, not as believers. Why? Because God has given us the Holy Spirit, and he works in the life of every single believer. Remember, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And so this is going to be a great lesson. I wish I could be a fly on the wall in your Sunday school class when you talk about this lesson on the work of the Holy Spirit. So if you're a Sunday school teacher, I want you to hold on just a minute, because Christina is going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I want to remind you that the Holy Spirit can work in the lives of believers unless his word gets in their lives. And that's why it's so important for us to have our small groups going, and for you to make sure that they are, you're getting all of your members into small groups studying around the word of God. You can pick up your U Bible study curriculum at lifeway.com/U, lifeway.com/YOU. It is designed for us and by us. It has a digital, it comes now in paper and in the digital formats. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum, and it's going to bless you. So come on, Christina, and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, the teaching tip for today is share the topic before class. Now, the work of the Holy Spirit is one of the most misunderstood topics in our churches. We have different opinions and thoughts about the Holy Spirit, ranging from, well, it's just all over the spectrum. As Mark said earlier, the Holy Spirit is not just to make us shout or to make us be happy in church, or that's not the sole function of the Holy Spirit. So this is what, as a teacher, I would suggest that you do. Prior to class, do some research to gather more information on the Holy Spirit. Email class participants prior to this lesson and share what you find. Ask them to be ready to share in class how this information clears up some misconceptions about the Holy Spirit. You know, let's embrace this work of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so very much for joining us on today. This is going to be a powerful lesson when you guys get to teach it in your classes. And join us again for another U Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.